This is a Bikias recording for Tainus Daf Beis Amud Aleph. This is this week's Daf for our Bikias program. It says the Mishnah at the beginning of Mesechus Tainus, Me'imas Maskirin Gevuras Geshamim. From when do we mention Gevuras Geshamim? What is Gevuras Geshamim? As we'll see very soon, that is referring to the statement of Mashiv Aruch Morid HaGeshem. That you're supposed to mention in the praises of Hashem's a list of praises in the beginning of Shemona Esrei, that one of the things that he does is that he brings the wind and the rains. So Rabbi Lezer says, when do you start doing this? Miyom Tov HaRishon Shalchak, from the first day of Sukkot. Rabbi Shua, Omer Miyom Tov HaAchron Shalchak. He says, no, wait till the last day of Sukkot. Omer Rabbi Shua. Now Rabbi Shua answers to Rabbi Eliezer's Shita, Hoel Ve'ein HaGeshem Elasim and Kol HaBachak. Since rain is actually a curse, it's a sign of a klala during Sukkot, Lama Hu Masker, why would he mention rain on Sukkot when he obviously does not want it to rain, and it would be a bad thing if it did rain? Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar answers back, Avani lo amarti lishol, I never told you to ask, Ela lahazkir mashav aruch amar hageshem be'onah so. Rather to mention that Hashem makes the wind blow and brings down the rain in its proper time. Not necessarily today, but when it is time. Amar lo, so Rabbi Yeshua answers back, Im kain la'olam yehei mazkir, then he should always mention it. Meaning once we're saying that it's not really related to the events of the day, why not say it in the middle of the summer? Okay, that's the end of that little debate. The Gemara will pick up that debate later. Ein sholan es hagisham, nela samach l'gisham. Then the Tana says, we don't ask for rain, meaning asking refers to v'sein talamatar. That we only do actually when it's time, when it's near the rainy season right away. Like, not Sukkot is not near the rainy season right away, but then we start asking for gishamim later on. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda has an addendum to Shitas Rabbi Yehoshua. Ha'over lifnei ateva b'yom tova achron shalchag, v'shlich tzibur, who davens for the Amud on the last day of Sukkot. Ha'acharon Mazkir, the last one mentions Mashiv Aruch, meaning the Baal Musaf, he mentions Mashiv Aruch. Harishon Eino Mazkir, but the first one, meaning the Baal Shachris, he does not mention Mashiv Aruch. V'yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, Harishon Mazkir, Ha'acharon Eino Mazkir. And then when you go to daven for the Amud on Pesach, first day of Pesach, when we stop saying Mashiv Aruch, then the first one does say Mashiv Aruch, meaning the Baal Shachris does, and the Acharon, the Baal Musaf, does not. The Gemara starts off with the same kasha that we had with Maseches Brachos, where when it says Me'emasai Maskirin Gevurah Shamayim, there it says Me'emasai Karon Shema Ba'arvah. So we say Tana Heicha Ko'i DeKatani Me'emasai. Where is the Tana standing that he learns Me'emasai? Meaning, where are we coming from all of a sudden that we know some piece of information that now we want to know when that information is utilized? So where do we originally have a statement of Mashiva Ruach that now we want to know? So from when do we actually start saying it? My answer is Tana Hasam Koi. The Tana standing over there. Where's over there? The Katani. It says in the fourth parak of Maseches Brachos, Maskirin Gevuras Gisham B'tchias Hameisim V'Sholim V'Yerchas Hashanah V'Avdala B'Chonin Adas. So there, the Mishnah is describing, right? This is describing various parts of the Shemona Esrei and when we say these addendums to the Shemona Esrei. So what Mashiv Aruch is said in the Brach of Mechaya Mason. And when do you ask for him? Same talamat levracha. That's in Baruch Aleinu, Birch Hashanah. And then when do you say Havdalah on Motzai Shabbos? That's in Atachonein Ladam Das. Right. These are the three brachos that are used for these particular additional statements. So now we have all the way back in Maseches Brachos that it said you're supposed to mention Gevuras Geshamim and Tchias HaMesim. So now we know, when do we start that? Right? Vikotani. Now our Mishnah wants to know, Me'emasai Maskirim, Gevuras Geshamim. When do we actually start doing this? So that's where it's coming from. So I ask the Gemara, nah, what are you kidding? V'listening Hasam. So why not learn it in the Mishnah and Brachos? Ma'ishna, the Shavkei Ad Hacha. Why did we push it aside until here? Meaning, why did we wait so long to discuss this? Ella, rather, Tana me Rosh Hashanah Salik. Rather, our Tana is coming from the Mishnah and Rosh Hashanah. So at least they're in the same Seder. It's not right there. It's not the Masechta that we just finished, but at least it's much, much closer than all of Seder Zeroyim and most of Seder Moed in between. So rather, he's finishing up Maseches Rosh Hashanah. That's not because we have a mission. Rosh Hashanah says, "V'chag nidon al amayim." What are we judged on and everything? Obviously, the main one that we focus on in terms of the Yom HaDin is Rosh Hashanah itself, where it's everybody passes by a Kodesh Baruch Hu Kivnei Maran, that we're judged on our actions, and we know what kind of year we're going to have in the coming year. So that's the Iker, but then it also says that on Sukkot we're judged about the rainfall, the water for the year. Now once we said in Rosh Hashanah that we're judged on the rainfall for the year on Sukkot, that was like the introductory statement that, obviously we're supposed to start talking about rain on Sukkot, and now the question is, at what point on Sukkot do we talk about the rain? So that's where our Mishnah comes from. Fine. Now the Gemara has a new question. Why not just say, when do we start talking about rain? My givuros gishamim. What does it mean, givuros gishamim? Where do we get this phrase from? So, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, mipnei sheyor demigvura, because rain falls with gvura. Now, that's not just an observation. He's going to explain how he's getting this idea from Psukim Shenemar. It says in Sefer Iyov about Hashem, Oseh gedolos adin cheker v'niflaos adin nispar. Hashem does great things and he does wonders, and these things are not quantifiable. These things are infinite. Uksiv. And it also says in Sefer Iyov, Hanosein matar al pnei Eretz v'sholeach al pnei chutzos. Right, so it says one of the things that he does that is unquantifiably great is that he gives us rain, and he sends it through all over all the surfaces. So my mashma, what is the implication in this particular set of psukim that makes it sound like what we're talking about? So Amar Rabba Bar Shila, asya cheker cheker mibiyaso sha'olam, because we have such a lashon of cheker when it comes to the creation of the world. Ksiv hacha oseh gedol asad in cheker. Hashem does great things that the ain cheker. It's not quantifiable. It's not something we can put, you know, measure in it with our tools. Ksiv halo yadata im lo shamata. So this is a pasuk in Yeshayo. I believe we recently read it in Haftorah. Halo yadata im lo shamata. Elokei olam Hashem borek tzosa aretz. Halo yi'af, halo yiga in cheker l'svunaso. So it says, did you not know, did you not hear, Hashem is the God of the world, and he created the ends of the earth, and he never gets tired, he never grows weary, and there is no cheker, there is no quantifiable ending to his understanding. Uchsiv, and it also says, mechin harim bekocho nezar bigvura. Right, so he created with his strength, he created and prepared the mountains, and he is nezar bigvura, he's girded, he's surrounded with his, or he's protected with his intense power. So what do we have over here? All of these ideas that Hashem's power is lashon gvura. Right, so therefore we come to the idea when we talk about Geshem, so just as we talk about Cheker when it comes to the great things that Hashem does, which include bringing rain, so too, what is that? How is that Cheker described? How is that unlimitedness of Hashem's greatness described? It's described as Nezar Bigvura. It's girded with Gvura, with this intense strength, this intense power. So that is where we get the idea of Gvuros Kishamim. So it's not just a simple observation that Rabbi Yochanan's making, that the Tana said, oh, because when it rains very forcefully. No, this is representative of this Midah of Gvura that Hashem somehow displays. U'minolan debitfila, and how do we know we're supposed to actually do this in davening in Shemona Esrei? D'tanya la'avos Hashem Elokeichem u'obdo b'chol levavchem. Right, so you're supposed to love Hashem, your God, and serve Him with all of your heart. Ezohi avodah shebelev. What is avodah shebelev? Avodah usually refers to physical service. Lev refers to mental, spiritual service. So how do you do physical service with your heart? Haveyom rezu tefillah. That refers to tefillah, meaning tefillah is something we do physically. We daven, but the ikar is our kavanah salev. The ikar is the way we feel in our hearts and minds when we connect to Hashem. Uchsev basrei, and then right after, it says that you're supposed to daven. It says, v'nasati mitar tzchem b'ito yoreh u'malkosh. I will make it rain on your land in the proper times, i.e. yoreh u'malkosh. We'll talk later in the Masechta about what yoreh u'malkosh refers to, specific periods of rain. Okay, so that was all to define the terms of Gvuras Gishamim. Now we'll move a little bit further. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shlosha Maftechos Biyado Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shelo Nimsru Biyad Shaliach. There are three keys that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has and he never gave over to anybody else. He never gave over to any messengers. Ve'eluhin. And what are they? Maftech Shel Gishamim, Maftech Shel Chaya, U'Maftech Shel Tchiyas HaMesim. The first is the key of rain. The second one is the key of Chaya, refers here to childbirth. First to the ability to give birth to children, and the third one is tchias hamesim, the ability to revive the dead. Mafteach shel geshamim. Where do we learn that Hashem never gave over the keys to rain when it comes to, you know, when it comes to a shaliach? He never gave it over to anybody else. Dichsiv, as it says in the pasuk, yiftach Hashem luchas otzaro atov es hashemayim laseis mitar arzacha biito. Right, because it says Hashem will open up for you His storehouse of good, meaning the heavens, to give rain in your land in its proper time. Meaning Hashem Himself will do it. Right? And we just read that recently in the Parsha. Mafteach shel Chaya, where do we know that Hashem is the only one who can grant you children? Dichsev, as it says in the Pasuk, Vayizkor Elokim es Rachel, Vayishma Eleha. Right? Elokim, Vayivtach es Rachma. That's the rest of the Pasuk. It's going over to Amid Beis, where Hashem listened to, he remembered Rachel, and Hashem listened to her, and he opened up her womb, meaning he was the one who allowed her to have children. And what's the last one? Mafteach shel tchias hamesim, minayin, where do we know that Hashem is the only guardian over tchias hamesim? Dichsev, as it says, v'yidatem ki ani Hashem, right, and this is the pasuk in Yechezkel referring to tchias hamesim, and you will know that I am Hashem, v'pischi es kivroseichem. Right, and then the rest of the pasuk is actually uvahalo si eschem mikivroseichem ami. Right, when I open up your graves and when I bring you out of your graves, my nation. I mean, that's talking to the Jews. So he's saying, Jewish people, you will know that I am Hashem when I bring you back from the dead. So again, this is only Hashem can perform tchias hamesim. He's the one who holds the key. B'marava ma'amri, and in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, they used to say, there was another one on the list, af mafteach shel parnasa, even the ability to make a living. As it says, the famous pasuk in Tehillim and Ashrei, Poseach es yadecha v'gomer, right? Hashem opens up his hands and he gives sustenance to all living creatures according to his will. Rabbi Yochanan, my time lo kachashiv laha. So why didn't Rabbi Yochanan list parnasa? Amar lacha gishamim haynu parnasa. Rain and parnasa are synonymous, meaning they're all the same thing, because rain and in those days in an agricultural society, you're not having any kind of parnasa if it doesn't rain. Okay, so now for the next minute or two, I just want to do a quick summary of the Amid. So the Mishnah started off with a machlokas. I don't like to do summaries of Mishnayos, but for our purposes, we have machlokas, Reb Lezer, Reb Yeshua, whether you start on the first day or the last day of Sukkis, and then they argued back and forth. And then we had a point that you don't start asking for rain at this point. And then Rabbi Huda said, when it comes to starting, so the Baal Musav is the one who starts, and the Baal Musav is the one who stops, meaning the Baal Shachris just keeps to the status quo. Now, the Gemara asked the question, where are we coming from? We concluded we're coming from a statement in Rosh Hashanah that we are judged for rain on Sukkot, just as we're judged for other things on Rosh Hashanah. And we say, why do we get this idea of gevuros geshamim? So we explain that they come down begvura. This represents not just the fact that rains fall forcefully, but that there's a concept that rain, as we prove from various psukim, that rain represents the gevura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the last thing we said was there's a list, either three or four things that Hashem did not give the ability to do these things. He didn't give the key over to a shaliach. According to Rabbi Yochanan, he says, number one, it's referring to rain, number two referring to childbirth, number three referring to Chias HaMesim, and in Marava they had a fourth, which was Parnasa, but Rabbi Yochanan says Parnasa and rain are the same thing.